that, and that'll be on 11:30. A whole bunch of hits and headlines. Your memories is always best thing in the show. And have a guess at the year in the telly show, or just sit back and let nostalgia sort of wash. And it's awesome. So that's coming up. And the full travel log from this man. About half an hour we're going to be talking to him, the international independent travel journalist, man of mystery, Andy Marsack. But where will he be? I haven't seen this clue before, right? I've no idea. So here is clue number one. And if you know, 81333RUSS. Deal? It's a deal. Clue number one. This week, I'm in a landlocked country whose official name is the Confederatio Helvetica. And coincidentally, where the popular typeface Helvetica font was created in 1957. It's good for a pub quiz if you're writing one. The World Wide Web was invented by Tim Berners-Lee here in 1989. Two enormously nerdy clues. Landlocked country, the Confederatio Helvetica. It's where the font comes from, and it's where Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. Where do you think he is? 81333RUSS. That's when you text. So have a think. If it rings bells for you, then let me know. We like to play this with a straight bat as well. No cheating on it. On the phone, 0800-389-3333. 0800-389-3333. Where could he be? Landlocked. I'm thinking, I think it's Europe. Fairly certain it's on Europe. Rest of it, don't know. And then I think of when we were together. Circle in the sand. Before that, Gautier. And somebody that I used to know at the Late Show. On the BBC, early ideas for Andy Mossack's location. There is another clue, like I say, coming. Headlines, weather, the usual jazz, bit of level 42, and then clue number two. But Malcolm, the Helvetica and all of the sort of the Latin roots has put you in mind of the Vatican. We're going to say Switzerland on this. Oh, Switzerland. That would make sense. That's what I was leaning towards myself here. Gareth in Lincoln. Good evening, Gareth. Straight to it. Nice. Switzerland, you say? Martin in Eerswick. Going for Switzerland. Norma. Might be Geneva. Where is it? I've been there. Love Geneva. Fantastic. The best Chinese dinner I've ever had. Best Chinese takeaway was in Geneva. It was amazing. And you might think to yourself, you know, there were so many like really lovely restaurants and everything. I got like a dirt cheap flight straight out to Geneva. Stayed in this tiny little hotel. It was really cheap, which for Switzerland is a complete surprise. But the food in that city is incredible. And the reason is, of course, is you've got like, what's the other side of that big fence? And it's like, there's the UN. And at like lunchtime, people just go like that. And so the food is great because, like, you know, it's in Switzerland. So the Chinese food is brilliant. And diplomats go there. And it's just like a backstreet sort of, you know, little restaurant stuff. The best spring rolls. Oh, the chili dipping sauce. I wanted a bath in it. It was that tasty. Could be Geneva. I don't know. It might be somewhere else. Kathy and Ian, a caravan in Scarborough. And he's in Switzerland. Registration plates for us. CH, Confederation Helvetica. On them. CH, that's the reason for it then. As I live and breathe, I should have figured this out. Another clue, because, okay, I think Switzerland is definitely where he is. Where exactly, you can figure out, and we'll do that after the headlines and weather. So Japan, up to tonight, was the furthest bin day we'd had pictorial evidence of. Now, Australia. We can't go much further, can we? Unless we get, like, bin day on Fiji, maybe. That would be the... Yeah, New Zealand, but then further on, can we... Can we get bin day on Easter Island? Awesome. Oh, I'll be wrapping up the Sit Sound in a moment as well, which is in Songs for the Vikings tonight. But here is the second clue for Andy Mossack. So we had the one about the Confederatio Helvetica and the World Wide Web. There are four official languages spoken here. German, French, Italian, and Romance. Nearly 200,000 tons of chocolate are made each year, and there are over 450 varieties of cheese. Well, it's Switzerland, isn't it? I think we've really got to the bottom of this. But in terms of specifics, I don't know. He hasn't really put much of a guide on that, has he? Fairly certain it's Switzerland. Man himself, 5 minutes from now. Here's Take That, and Greatest Day on the BBC. Sweet Little Mystery. 25 past 11, the half hour of power is coming up very soon, of course. Whole bunch of hits and headlines. However, first, it is time to catch up with our international man of mystery. They seek him here, they seek him there. He's usually where the luxury is. And I think tonight might be no different. Let's say good evening, Andy Mossack.
Hi, Russ. Hi, mate. You're on good form tonight, aren't you?
We all seem, I think, tonight, Andy, to have, from your early clues, we're heading straight towards Switzerland for this.
Bang on. Very good.
But where exactly are you in that fine country?
Yes, well, I thought it'd be a bit too complicated if I tried to get you to narrow me down, but Switzerland is made up of 26 states, and they're called cantons, and I'm in the lovely canton of Valais, down in the southwest of Switzerland.
Ooh, now this sounds like a nice area, this. It sounds like it's going to be maybe highfalutin, yeah. Andy?
Well, it's not, as you might think, actually. No, Valais is interesting because it's French. It's one half of it's French and the other half is German-speaking. And then in the middle, they're both, which is a bit weird. But when you think of Switzerland, I guess, you think of mountains, don't you? You know, soaring, majestic peaks, all that sort of thing. But actually, there's only two cantons that are actually mountainous in Switzerland. There's Graubünden and where I am in Valais. And Valais is actually home of the Matterhorn and the Rhone, the source of the Rhone River. So it's a really interesting place. But the reason I'm actually here is, winter is obviously the place to come in Switzerland for the skiing. And in the summer, you've got these lovely hiking trails around the mountains. But what they want to try and tell everyone about is autumn in Valais. Autumn in Switzerland is a pretty special place because, you know, you've got these beautiful colours, the reds and the golds, the forests, and it's really something, mate. It really is lovely. And I've come out on this little adventure because I'm coming up to these lovely alpine villages and just the traditions they've got that have been doing for hundreds of years. And I've been taking part in a few of them, and it's lovely.
So those old traditions, they still exist, yeah. Then? It's still a vibrant place?
Up in these villages, yeah, they're fantastic. They're so authentic. This is proper authentic slice of alpine local life. Yeah, you've got the lovely sun, alpine lakes, these lovely peaks, and the cows and everything else. But these traditions, they've got saffron fields, for instance. So I've been out looking at saffron. And they'd only come up for 2 weeks every year. And then the villagers harvest saffron and the petals. And, you know, 1 gram of saffron, it takes 120 flowers to produce. So These villagers are all out, all pitching in and producing this lovely saffron. You know, and it's wonderful. They put it in soups and they put it in rice. They put it in all that sort of stuff. And then I spent a lovely day yesterday in a lovely village called Erschmatz, which is, they make this mountain rye sourdough bread.
Ooh.
And it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I was sitting there with a big wooden paddle trying to do this dough. They've got these enormous wood-fired ovens where they take hours and hours to heat up. And they put this lovely bread in there. And we all sat down to a meal together with all the locals. And they had all these lovely home-produced goodies like, you know, cottage cheese with chives and dried meats and sausages and this fantastic rye bread. Not like your wonderful gastronomic feast you have in Geneva, but this was something else. It was lovely.
And
being with the locals was smashing, yeah.
Maybe on your way back to Britain, trust me, Andy, best spring rolls you'll have in your life.
So I believe, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if you get some of this this local rye bread down, you'll be loving that too.
I imagine, because of the area, I imagine the grass is very rich. I imagine the soil is fertile and good. I think, you know, the cattle will be making some of the best cream that the world can produce. So therefore, I reckon the cheese is top notch, Andy.
It's absolutely amazing. You know what I did tonight? I had raclette, and I'm sure you've heard of raclette.
Yeah.
Tons of melted cheese. They do five. I went to this restaurant. They give you five different raclettes from different parts of this canton. A box of boiled spuds, gherkins, and a pickled onion. I'm in heaven, honestly. Oh. Fantastic. Oh. And they've also got some pretty good wine as well.
Have they really?
I mean, you know, they've got terraces of wine, the most fantastic stuff. I mean, red and white. And there's a village here called Grimentz, and they have what they call glacier wine. And I had some there. There was they called them the bourgeoisie, believe it or not. It's not what you think is the French Revolution, but they're basically the village elders committee, and they run it. They're called the bourgeoisie. And they have this glacier wine in barrels, and some of them are 125 years old. And I went down there, and they offered me this 125-year-old little glass of very nice glacier wine.
They offered it to you. They knew you were coming,
and
Andy.
I took it, and they showed me a picture of Sherry Blair, who also was there a few years ago. So they were very proud. So they had Sherry Blair, then they had Andy Mossack. I mean, you can't get better than that, can you?
There it is. Have a glass of 125-year-old plog. Get it down, you.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. No, I've had some great adventures, and tomorrow I'm doing chestnut picking. We're going out getting some chestnuts in the forest, and we're gonna roast them. So that's the kind of thing I've been doing this week. It's been a bit different, but fabulous. I loved it. I've loved it. Just mixing with the locals. It's been good.
And so the window in which we're talking about then to come in, because obviously it is that, you know, that European climate, it is mountainous. You do have the Matterhorn, which is jaw-droppingly beautiful.
Yeah.
And you see all of this. What kind of window of time, if we want to see Switzerland, this bit of Switzerland in Valais, at its best, is it round about now? Is it early October?
Yeah, it's the beginning of October through to kind of the mid-November period. And I'm a little bit early for all the rustic, you know, the rust-coloured forest leaves. So another couple of weeks, and it's really going to be glorious to look at. But now it's, you know, just as nice. The sun is boiling hot. It's beautiful during the day.
Nice.
And you know, it's just fantastic. I went up to a place called Belle Alp, which is a lodge right up the top of the mountain, and you get up there with cable car. And it's right next to a glacier. I mean, I'm within touching distance of this million-year-old glacier. And it's sunset, the sun's coming down, and I had a bit of a moment. You know, I've got a bit emotional. I'm thinking, what? This is something else, isn't it?
I can imagine that. I can imagine that moment. Yeah. Oh,
no, it's lovely.
And final question. I hate to bring the tone down, of course, but it is an important question. I managed, when I was talking about my trips through the best takeaways in the world, I was talking about how actually I got it to Switzerland quite cheap, budget airlines to different places. And then the hotel was surprisingly cheap when I was staying in there. This is going back about 10, 12 years. But I mean, how to get where you are and to stay and to enjoy all of this stuff, what kind of packages are you looking at for this?
Yeah, I mean, I got into Geneva, then I took a train. You can get this Swiss train pass. So you can ride on all of their trains and buses they do a week's pass, they do a day pass, whatever it would be. And I won't lie, generally it is quite expensive in Switzerland. But they are trying really hard. And in these resorts, because where we are is obviously during the winter, it's a ski resort, but these resorts offer you free passes up on the cable cars if you stay one night in a lodge. And some of these lodges are very rustic and very basic. So you can, you can get away with, I suppose it's a bit more expensive than your average European stay, but I think it's well worth it if you can.
Okay.
And you can get to Geneva pretty quick, you know, pretty easily with all the low-cost airlines. So it's well worth it. And I've got one funny story in my ever-expanding box of weird, strange events.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from Chicken Bingo and Snow Tango. Here is one. This is cow fighting.
Cow fighting?
Cow fighting. Now, you can look this up. They're called Heron's cows, and they're black cows with horns. And they have a festival where these cows fight each other. They lock horns and they fight each other to try and be the queen of the herd. And
so these are lady cows. These are lady cows doing this.
Yes, yes, they're vicious. They literally they have. I mean, they have like over 100 of these 100 cows, and they and apparently they're just very. What do they call them? They're very territorial. So if they don't know the particular cow they're in the herd with, then they all try to be the sort of alpha cow.
Good Lord.
And the queen, apparently, if they are crowned queen, they're worth a ton of money at market. So it's a big thing here. I think it's sort of every April they have the cow fighting festival.
Doesn't sound like something I'd be into myself, but hey-ho, it is local life that you see in these places. Andy, you have a wonderful time up there on the Matterhorn and picking your chestnuts. We'll see you back on the road soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, mate. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon, my friend. There you go, in Switzerland. Plenty to see and do. Not really sure I'd go for the cow fighting for me, you know what I mean? But who am I to tell the Swiss they can't do it? So, Andy, in a couple of weeks, will be off out and about again. Coming next, your half hour of power. We've had no early clues. We're going in straight on 35 seconds from now.